New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has seen a spike in the polls in New Hampshire, the first in the nation primary that he hopes will catapult him to compete in other states. The return of Christie's relevance in the presidential race did not happen suddenly. In fact, it's the culmination of a strategy that has roots in his 2013 re-election victory in New Jersey. Matt Katz of New Jersey Public Radio reports.
Until a few weeks ago, Chris Christie's efforts in New Hampshire seemed almost futile. Then, three things happened. First, a viral video about his friend's death from a drug overdose. Heroin is an epidemic in New Hampshire, and his video struck an emotional chord.
When a year and a half ago on a Sunday morning, Mary Pat and I got the call that we've been dreading forever, that they found him dead in a motel room with an empty bottle of Percocet and an empty quart of vodka. 52 years old.
Then came Paris. Christie's tough guy talk and his experience as a U.S. attorney who once prosecuted terrorism cases gave him new appeal because conservatives in New Hampshire list national security as their top concern.
Our world war is happening right now. And it's been happening.
His aggressive approach to national security earned him an endorsement from the biggest newspaper in New Hampshire, the Union Leader. But it is other endorsements of people few outside of New Hampshire have ever even heard of that may be most important to his overall strategy, like Renee Plummer, a political power broker and real estate developer in the Seacoast region of the state.
To win the Plummer primary is like a really good prelude to February 9th.
She knows lots of people, and Christie has worked it. Phone calls, texts. He even came over to her house for dinner. Last week, he trumpeted her endorsement at an event in front of local and national media. Christie has been rolling out lots of endorsements like these in recent days. A former New Hampshire congressman, state representatives, local sheriffs. After that viral video on heroin and his tough talk on terrorism, these endorsements are the third major reason why Christie may be making a comeback. The endorsement strategy has a familiar New Jersey ring to it.
I am proud to offer our endorsement for a second term to our great governor. I look forward.
I'm standing here this morning to say publicly my support of Governor Chris Christie and his reelection campaign.
This is why the Essex County Chiefs of Police Association voted at our meeting of April 24th, 2013.
Landing endorsements is campaign strategy 101 for anyone, but Christie in 2013 wanted Democrats and unions to endorse him for re-election in order to score a big victory that could set him up as a presidential candidate. One of his key aides securing those New Jersey endorsements was a political operative named Matt Mowers, who now runs his campaign in New Hampshire. When Christie first arrived in the state on June 30th as a presidential candidate, Mowers was the first person the governor hugged. Last week, when Christie's wife, Mary Pat, looked for an aide to take her coat during a meet and greet at a diner, Mowers was right there. And when a woman told Christie she wanted to attend a closed-door event,
"See Mr. Mowers, he'll bring you in as a member of staff."
Mowers worked on both of Christie's gubernatorial campaigns. And in between, he was an official in the governor's Intergovernmental Affairs Unit, where he drew criticism from Democrats for seeming to solicit endorsements for Christie's reelection on the public's dime. Mowers, in fact, was in charge of getting the endorsement from the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey. After the mayor said no, other Christie appointees allegedly closed the lanes to the George Washington Bridge to retaliate, causing days of traffic in adjacent Fort Lee. That led to the Bridgegate scandal.
I had no knowledge or involvement in this issue, in its planning or its execution, and I am stunned.
By then, Mowers was in New Hampshire, where Christie's top advisors helped him land a job running the New Hampshire Republican Party. That gave Team Christie a foothold in the all-important presidential primary state in 2013, long before any other candidate. In his time there, Mowers earned the Republicans' trust and met lots of political players, like Renee Plummer.
You know, relationships matter. It really does.
When Mowers started running Christie's New Hampshire campaign, his contacts became Christie's contacts. The governor then did the heavy lifting, incessantly going after endorsement targets, calling and texting, even while back home in New Jersey.
You know, I think it's a way that keeps me close in states like New Hampshire and Iowa, where you can only be there a certain amount of time, so continuing to stay in front of people is a good thing.
And now that the endorsements are rolling in, they provide the hook for campaign events as local media cover the endorsement announcements. Christie can also tap into the networks of local folks that these supporters know.
And they know how to organize, they know how to work, and they're going to help me get out the vote. Not only that, but they're also going to get a lot of other people to give me a second look, which is a good thing.
While Mowers was attending local GOP dinners and club meetings as director of the New Hampshire State Party, he met Jim McConaughey, treasurer of the Concord Republican Committee. The treasurer was taken with the young operative from New Jersey. Mowers even got McConaughey and his wife tickets to a sold-out Republican event earlier this year. That's another page from Christie's playbook from his reelection campaign, when Mowers gave American flags from Ground Zero to mayors targeted for endorsements. The Jersey-style charm offensive worked in New Hampshire. McConaughey and his wife are now volunteering for Christie's campaign.
You know, he encouraged us to come and listen to Governor Christie, and we felt like, you know, we really need to do this. So we did. We went to a town hall in Pembroke. That's the first time we'd seen him at a town hall meeting. And he was just terrific.
Mowers shuns media attention and goes mostly unnoticed by national reporters. But after the Christie entourage left a campaign stop at a diner last week, I saw Mowers stick around, gathering a group of wealthy New Jersey campaign donors in a corner of the diner. They had flown up here to check on their investment, and I listened in as Mowers assured them that Christie was doing great.
We have the endorsement of former Congressman Bill Ziedel going to be put out tomorrow. A few others that people are going to start to see its moment of clarity here.
The recent spate of endorsements, Mowers told the donors, were helping voters to realize that Christie is the best alternative to Donald Trump. 2 years after Christie stashed a secret weapon here in New Hampshire, the offensive is finally showing signs of success. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.